Well, good afternoon to each of you. We praise the Lord for another opportunity that we have to be with you. And I thank the Lord for this means whereby we can get the gospel out to different people, our own folks here at church, and then other folks that that listen. And so we are grateful tonight that the Lord has given us this way and this means whereby we can call upon Him, and then we can call upon each other. This being Wednesday night, always our time of prayer time, and Wednesday night services are always called prayer services, prayer meeting, and so tonight we certainly do want to remember all those that we know that are sick, those that are not doing well. We ask the Lord to be with each one of them, and the Lord knows the need of every one of us, whether it be a spoken request or an unspoken request that maybe is in our heart for either things going on in our own lives or our families or folks that we know. I'm glad the Lord knows all that together with us. And so we try to take Wednesday night when folks are here in the building. We take prayer requests and pray for different ones. I know some of our folks, some of their families are sick, some in the hospital. And so we ask the Lord to be with them and to help them. And you may know someone tonight that needs prayer. And anytime you want to share that with us, you can just send a text or send a message some way to me, and I'll be glad to mention that, and so that we can pray together and ask the Lord's blessings and the Lord's help. I hope each of you have had a good week so far, and that the Lord's been good to you. I know He is good. But I pray that everything is working well in your heart and in your life. And as we come upon the Lord's Day service, praying that God would meet with us here in the auditorium this coming Sunday morning. We will again meet at 10:30. We're not having Sunday school yet, just a 10:30 service. And then try to have a Sunday night service. And then we've been doing Wednesday night here by Facebook. And so we're glad God gives us that opportunity together to meet with you and to be servants of the Lord together, and if need be, just bear one another's burdens. The Bible says, pray you one for another, and I'm glad that we can do that. And so I pray that you pray for me, and I pray for you, pray for the people of our church, pray for the family members that I know are having difficulties and having sicknesses in their life, and ask God to be with them and God to bless them. So let's bow for prayer tonight, and we'll ask God to bless our time together around the Word of the Lord. We'll be in the book of James, chapter number 5, and we'll be dealing with the subject tonight of prayer. I thought it'd be very appropriate here on Wednesday night prayer time that we deal with some subjects on prayer and some things that God does for us through our prayer life. So let's bow and ask God to bless. Our Father, tonight we come to you. We thank you for the opportunity and really for the privilege of being able to come together by this means that we can be here at the pulpit of the church, and folks can be listening in the comfort of their own home or wherever they might be. And Lord, we thank you that you have been good to us. You've blessed us this week. Thank you for our health and safety thus far. We ask God that you would continue to help people that are in the hospital. Lord, we know some folks that are very ill, and we ask, Lord, that you'd be with them and help them, give them strength and back to their body, and be with each of us, Lord, as we serve you, as we try to be what we should be for you in this world in which we live. Our Father, we do pray for our nation. We pray, God, that you would help us. Our nation is in dire need of a movement of the Lord. We need an awakening of the Spirit of God upon the lives and upon the hearts of people. And then, Lord, we need certainly a revival upon your people. And so, dear God, we ask you tonight to help us. We ask you to guide and direct us and lead us and help us, Lord, to follow you faithfully and truly in these days in which we live. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, tonight in the book of James, chapter number 5, and I'm going to just read a portion of one verse here, maybe on down into the next verse. Verse number 16, the last statement of that verse, says, "The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." That's a very important verse of scripture. That's a very important passage that God gives to us. And then he gives us an example of a prayer warrior, one that was effective, one that was used of the Lord. And he uses the man Elias or Elijah. He says, "Was a man subject to like passions as we are. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by a space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit." The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man. May God help us to be people that would be willing to effectually get a hold of the Lord and let his spirit be effective in our life, that we can be used of God, and that we can serve the Lord, and we can honor him by, if nothing else, just our prayer time. The scripture tells us that we are to go into our closet at many times, and I dare say that would be the place of our best prayer. I've said this many times. It's not the public prayer that gets the job done. It's our private prayer. For you see, when we go to the Lord in private, nobody else listens. Nobody else is watching or hearing, and they're not critiquing our language or our English. And we just get alone with the Lord, and we pour out our heart unto the Lord. And I'm glad that he hears us. I'm glad that he does those things for us, and that he will bless us tremendously if we will be a fervent prayer warrior for the Lord Jesus Christ. So James here gives us the message that Elias was a man of like passions. That just simply means that Elijah wasn't any different than you and I. He was a man that had same feelings and the same problems of life. He certainly was not a perfect man. He was a sinner, just like all of us. But he was a righteous man. And the scripture says, and this example that is given, is that he prayed and God answered and it rained not. And then it says he prayed again and it rained and the ground brought forth abundantly. So the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Sometimes we feel like maybe our prayers are not being answered. Sometimes we maybe feel like our prayers are not even getting to the Lord. But I'm glad God knows our hearts. He doesn't have to hear our words. He knows the emotions of our soul. And our emotions that are there, the things that come to our thoughts and our minds, sometimes we can't even hardly express it unto the Lord. But I'm glad he knows, and he knows the ever groaning of our heart and of our spirit. And so he tells us here that the effectual prayer of a righteous person will produce much. It availeth much. And that example is Elijah. And so tonight I want us to look at some Bible prayers. We'll be looking some five or six different passages of scripture tonight. And just be looking at some Bible prayers and what we can pray for and how God can use and how God can honor us. And our prayer life can be effective upon others. It can be effective, first of all, upon ourselves. And we pray for the needs that we have. I find many times our prayers are sometimes very selfish, is that all that we are praying for is what I need. And sometimes we forget about the needs of other folks. But I'm glad God can call to our heart and call to our mind those needs that other folks have, and we can pray for them. And we can pray for their needs, and we know that God will hear us. And God will answer according to his will and in his time and in his way. So prayer is to the Christian as water is to the body. I believe it's very important that we pray. The two important things of our Christian life is prayer and Bible study. And those sometimes the two things that we neglect more than anything else. But talking tonight about this message of prayer unto the Lord. You know, in the very beginning, God talked with man, and man talked with him. I believe Adam and Eve heard the very voice of God, and I know God heard their voice. You go on in time, you'll find that God speaks to the prophets. He speaks to the different ones, and he gives them the message that they are to preach and they are to give, and they pray back to the Lord. And so that process has continued on for thousands of years, that God speaks to us, and they could hear him in an audible voice. Tonight, we hear the voice of God through this book that I hold before me, through the message of God's word, but I can speak to him individually. I can go to the very throne room of the Lord, and I can bring my petitions and my prayers unto him. And so tonight, I want us to look at a few of the prayers that are found in the scripture. Over in the book of Psalms, number 139, and verse number 23, here is the Psalm of David. David's crying out to the Lord. He's praying to God. And he says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts." So David here is praying for the Lord to search him out, that the Lord would look unto him, that God would look to his heart and to look into his life and to do for him as David needed. So he said, "Search me." You see, the word search means to make a careful examination. I'm glad the Lord can look at us, and God examines us very minutely. God looks at us more in detail than a doctor would through a microscope. And God knows our heart. God knows our need. And David realized that he had a real need for the Lord. And he said, "Lord, just search me. Look into me. Look to my heart. Look to my life and know my way." He says, "Try me." And he says, "Know my heart, try me, and know my thoughts." I'm glad God knows our thought, but he wants us sometimes to express our thoughts to him. He sometimes wants us to give forth our thoughts to him so that we can verbally hear and can audibly hear what we're saying to the Lord, and it comes to be a very personal relationship that we have with our Savior. So David says, "Search me." You know, sometimes when we lose something, we search diligently. The scripture says that there was a person in the New Testament that had some coins, and they lost the coin, and they searched diligently. And I believe that's how we ought to ask the Lord to look to us, to search diligently into our heart and into our lives, and to look into us, and then to show us the need that we have. Verse number one and verse number two of this same passage in Psalm number 139 says, "O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsettings, my uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off." God knows where we are before we ever get there. God knows the need of our soul. And so David was asking God to look at him carefully. That's a prayer that every believer should pray. And sometimes we don't want to pray that because we know what God will see. But we need to come to the realization God sees it anyway. And so we need to say, "Lord, search me, know my heart, try my thoughts, know my thoughts, and show me the way of righteousness and to give guidance and direction in my life and in my soul." And so when we talk about a fervent prayer, and it avails much, first of all, it avails to you and I. It helps us. It helps us as we look to the Lord to look into us and to show us the very need of our soul and of our life. How many times there's been times that we have great needs that no one can give the answer, no one can give the way of life except the Lord. Sometimes there's problems that arise, sometimes financial problems that come, and nobody can help, but thank God he can help. And he can look upon us, and he knows the need, and he knows our heart, and he looks upon us, and we realize that we need to be searched of God, tried of the Lord, and delivered of God, and to know my thoughts. And then he says, "And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." And so first prayer that we certainly need to pray as a believer is, "Dear God, search me, look into my heart, look into my life, and help me to move from this point to where you want me to be." Then over in the book of Matthew, the scripture tells us that there's an account here where Peter was walking on the water, and he begins to sink. And in verse number 26 of Matthew chapter number 14, it says, "When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, 'It is a spirit,' and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, 'Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid.'" Aren't you glad when the Lord reveals himself that he says, "Be not afraid"? Doesn't matter about the troubles of life. Doesn't matter about the storms. Doesn't matter about the waves roaring around our feet. He says, "Be of good cheer. It is I." Verse 27, "And straightway Jesus spake, 'Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid.' And Peter answered him, said, 'Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water.' And he said, 'Come.' When Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and it began to sink. He cried, saying, 'Lord, save me.'" Now, Peter was not asking for salvation of his spirit. He's asking for salvation of his life. Peter said, "Lord, if it's you, you bid me to come. You have me to come to you and I will come." And the Lord says, "You come." And Peter gets out of the boat. And he begins to walk to the Lord, but he sees the boisterous sea. He sees the storm around him. And the Bible says he begins to sink. How many times we begin to sink? How many times our faith falters? How many times we go the wrong direction and God has to save us, not spiritually, but to save us physically? And so Peter says, "Lord, would you not save me?" So first of all, we pray, "Lord, search me." And then when troubles come and problems come and they arise around us and the sea is around us boisterous, then we begin to think we're not going to make it. And we say, "Lord, would you not help me? Would you not save me?" And the Bible here tells us that Jesus reached out his hand and they both ended up in the ship. A lot of people sort of downgrade Peter for being weak in the faith. But I tell you what, I've never had the opportunity, nor would I probably take the opportunity if somebody said, "Come to me walking on the water." Peter had the faith to get out there and to follow the words of the Lord, but the cares of life began to bother him. He began to sink, and he knew who to call upon. Thank God we know who to call upon. His name is the Lord Jesus Christ. So, "Lord, you search me. Lord, would you not save me? Would you not help me in this trial or whatever maybe is in your personal life or maybe in your family life? Lord, would you not help me in that?" Aren't you glad he is there to help? He is there to take care of every need that we have. And so tonight we may be speaking to different people and you have different problems in your life and difficulties and the storms and the waves may be beating up around your knees and you feel like there's no hope. Thank God there is hope in Jesus Christ. He is the one that can care for us. He is the one that can help us in this time in which we're living and all the problems that are around us. I'm glad we can call upon the Lord. We know not all the answers. We don't even know all the questions. And we can call upon the Lord because he knows the answer to every question. And he can settle our heart, settle our life, give us stability in our soul and rejoicing in our life because we can call upon him not only to look at us, look into us, but Lord, grab a hold of me and save me. Pull me out of this murk and mire or this storm that is upon me. Now, in another one that I want us to look at tonight, is found in the book of Exodus. Back in the book of Exodus, I usually don't turn to this many scriptures on Facebook Live, but I wanted to show you these verses tonight to help illustrate and help give us some thought, some idea on some biblical prayers that we can pray, that we can have help in our personal life. So in the book of Exodus, chapter number 33 and verse number 12, it says, "And Moses said unto the Lord, See thou sayest unto me, Bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me, yet thou hast said, I know thee by name." Thank God tonight he knows us by name. "And not only that, and thou hast also found grace in my sight." Now verse number 13, Moses said, "Now therefore I pray thee, Moses is talking to the Lord. He's needing direction. He's needing some things in his life. He says, "Now, therefore, I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that the nation is thy people." So now here Moses says, he doesn't say anything about searching me. He doesn't say anything about saving me. But he does say, "Lord, would you show me?" How many times we need the direction of the Lord? We need God to show us. Sometimes we come to a cross in the road or a fork in the road. We don't know which way to go. We're not sure which way to turn and what to do. We need an answer. We need some direction. And I'm glad we can pray like Moses did, "Lord, show me." He just simply says there, he says, "Show me. Show me thy grace," and he says, "Show me thy way that I may know thee," and know the way of the Lord, and know the pathway that he wants us to take. Which direction do I go? Have you ever been to a point where you didn't know which way to turn? I'm glad God knows, and God can help us, and God gives us that direction, and God shows us which way, right or left, go forward or stop. Sometimes it's good just to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, the Bible says. But all these that we're dealing with is to help us to be the right kind of Christian in these days in which we live. So Moses said, "Show me." Here we find David said, "Search me." Peter said, "Save me." But Moses said, "I need your direction. I need your help. I need you to show me which way to go that I might know the truth and the righteousness." God knows the way that we're going. God knows the way that we're taking. And God knows the way that we should take. And God knows which direction we need to set our eyes upon and our pathway toward. I'm glad we can be led by the Holy Spirit of God that lives within us. He that speaks to our heart and speaks to our life. We can know his direction and know that he is there to lead us every step of the way. The day, the night, excuse me, whichever part of the day that you came to know the Lord Jesus Christ, from that moment on, you're in the pathway of the Lord. Now, sometimes our pathway doesn't always coincide with God's path, but we can ask him and call upon him, and we can say, "Dear Lord, show me the way. Show me the path that I need to go." Maybe so many unanswered questions. Sometimes we ask the Lord, "Why? Why is this going on in my life? Or why is this taking place? Lord, would you show me?" And there's nothing wrong with asking the Lord why. There's nothing wrong with trying to get the answer. There's nothing wrong with trying to get the mind of the Lord and the will of God. And so here we find Moses said, "Lord, you've given me this people. You've told me to lead them. But now, Lord, would you please show me the way that I should take? Show me which path I need to follow." Over in the book of Judges tonight, there's another passage that has to do with our prayer time or our direction or our asking of the Lord. In Judges chapter number 16 and verse number 28, the Bible says, "Samson called unto the Lord and said, O Lord God, remember me, I pray thee, and strengthen me. I pray thee only this once, O God, that I may be at once avenged of the Philistines for my two eyes." Now we could go back and get the story of Samson and the condition he was in, but he got to the point that God had put him in a place that he had to have his strength once again. "Lord, strengthen me." And this is what Samson was asking for. Samson didn't ask for his eyesight back. Samson didn't ask that he be released, that everything would be okay and everything would be well. Samson just said, "God, would you give me my strength once again? Would you strengthen me one more time?" Strength and help and health always comes from God. I'm glad tonight that God has blessed us with doctors that can help us with physical infirmities. They can help us with the needs that we have. whether it be physically, mental, whatever the need is. God has blessed this country and our nation with people that are trained and learned how to help us and how to strengthen us and how to once again get us off of the sick list and off of the hospital bed and help us to have mobility and help us to get busy about the business that we have. But truly, our strength comes from God, first of all. And so Samson said, Lord, I need your strength. Would you strengthen me one more time? And thank God he did that and showed to those Philistines, he showed to them who God really was and who the God of Samson was, and gave him strength there in his last day of life. And Samson died that day because God strengthened him. And so there's many prayers in the scripture. There are many times that people ask and people require of the Lord the different needs that they have, and we pray to God. And as I said earlier, most of the time we pray for ourselves. And all of these things that we're looking at tonight have to do with us personally. Lord, would you look at me? Lord, would you search me? Lord, would you save me out of this despairing life or whatever problem may be coming upon? Lord, would you show me the path? Lord, would you strengthen me that I might be able to live and to serve until my days are finished? You see, God's given us time and opportunity. He's given us, the scripture says, time and chance. And the word chance there means opportunity. He gives all of us an allotted time. We don't know when our time, we have no ability to say when our time will start. We have no ability to say and to know when our time will end. But from the time we're born to the time we die, we need to say, Lord, strengthen me. Now, when we come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, then we live in the presence of the Holy Spirit, and he strengthens us to help us to walk in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And then the last passage of scripture that I want to give you tonight is found in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 6 and verse number 8. Very familiar verses of scripture for those of us that have studied the scripture. Here we find that Isaiah, he is calling upon the Lord. He said, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. You see, we have a commission tonight. The church has what we call the Great Commission. And that is to tell the world that Jesus saves. That is the commission that the Lord left to his assembly. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are commissioned of God to go into all the world and preach the gospel. And there are some that have been called out of churches that have been sent out of that church by the Holy Spirit, as it even was recorded in the book of Acts, that they were sent out from the church and in the power of the Holy Ghost, and they are sent to take the message. Our own church, we have a number of men and families that are stationed in different places. Some have been missionaries, some are missionaries, some are pastors. And God has given them a call, and God has given them a message to preach. And one time in their life, they said, Lord, here am I, send me. I just volunteer. Now, I believe in God called ministry, but I believe God also wants us to volunteer and say, Lord, I'm willing. And so the prayer here that Isaiah gave unto the Lord, he said, when I heard the voice of God, when I heard the voice, he said, send me. The voice of the Lord said, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? And immediately Isaiah said, Lord, send me. May each of us tonight have in our heart and our life the belief and the thought and the process that we understand that God wants us to tell somebody about Jesus Christ. You don't have to go across the water. Sometimes you just have to go across the road. You don't have to go across the ocean. Sometimes you just go across your yard or go across the aisle in a store, meet someone, see someone, and just give them a word of testimony. Somebody says, oh, I wouldn't know how to tell anybody. Well, just tell them what happened to you. You don't have to be well-versed. Just tell them what the Spirit of God, what the Lord Jesus Christ did for you. And what you're doing, you're answering the call and you're saying, Lord, send me. Here am I. So tomorrow, this next week, or whenever it might be, if you see someone and you know they need a word from God or they need some help, would you be that one that would say, Lord, here am I? Would you be that one that would say, Lord, can I be an encouragement to them? Can I help them? Maybe they're a believer also with you, and they just need some encouragement from God. The only way God can encourage us is through his word and through his people. May we, as the child of God, say, Lord, search me. Lord, show me. Lord, strengthen me. Lord, send me. May God help us tonight to have those prayers in our life so that we can do what we need to do until Jesus comes. And I believe he's coming very soon. And one of these days, our opportunity will be over. The work will be finished. And the deeds will be done. And we'll be with the Lord. May God help us to use our time and our opportunity to be a good witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. May God bless you tonight. I thank you for being with us and listening. And I pray for the week that is left of this week up to the Lord's Day, this coming Sunday being his day. And we'll be back here on Facebook, and we'll be in our church service. And I pray God's blessings upon each one of you. And may he smile upon you in these days that are ahead. Father, thank you tonight for your love for us. Thank you for your blessings upon us. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.